Robert Diamond Studs? Wow. Robert Hack Diamonds in both Greenfield and Brookfield.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. If you love walnuts, they've never tasted better than those baked in O&H Danish Bakery's Maple Walnut Kringle. O&H's blend of pure grade A Canadian maple syrup, cinnamon, and golden California walnuts is a fabulous filling. It's glazed and topped with toasted walnut pieces and drizzled with O&H's sweet icing. So be sure to pick one up this week. Enjoy oven fresh, scratch made Danish delights from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10 on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260 CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
Zoom play as Gabe cups up the floor for Indiana. 15:50 remaining. 49-33 Wisconsin. Galloway goes into Malik Renu in the lane. Turns up left hand. Got it. It counts and a foul. Malik Renu to the foul line. They get Wall for the foul. That's his third.
You look at what Renu has done. Been all left hand, 12 points. And really has kind of been the only calming effect for this Indiana offense.
Without a doubt. Free throw around and out. Ibaka goes up with a shot, and he got fouled by Crowell. So free throws coming up for McKenzie Ibaka. Two fouls on Crowell.
I've been there before as far as what just happened to Big Steve. Might be the worst feeling in the world because you look down at the bench. I saw Bo, he saw Greg, and they just give you the look. Really? Did you really?
Yeah, you just can't wait for the teaching clips.
The teaching clips coming, and your head goes down right away, and you're just like, all right, bad bounce. That's you try to just tell yourself.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, bad bounce.
First free throw good, as well as the second. He probably, like, rewound it and played it again.
Yeah.
49-37, Wisconsin. 15:35 remaining. Storr throwing to Crowell. Gets it to Carter Gilmore, who's in there for Wall now. Max open for three, right side, and that's an air ball. Might have been deflected. It comes down to Ibaka, and here comes Indiana. Feed from Cups to Galloway. Goes into Peyton Sparks. Mid post right. Out to Galloway. Clear. Looking at three right side. Good. And here comes Indiana. It's 49-40, Wisconsin, with 15:10 remaining. 7-point run here for the Hoosiers, and Sparks with a steal, driving on Storr down the lane, slam dunk, Peyton Sparks, and now Greg Gard will get a timeout, as suddenly Wisconsin's lead is down to 7. We'll keep it here with 14:58 remaining, Wisconsin 49, Indiana 42.
I did not think Indiana had a run in there. I'll be completely honest, just based on the way they were playing. However, if you're Wisconsin, you can't let Indiana get to what they want to get to. Right? Like Trey Galloway hits that three. They're not known for great 3-point shooting, but you say so far off, you let Renu get to his left hand, get to the free throw line, then you give up an offensive. Like, it's those sorts, and a lot of those are just the mental errors because you've got a big lead. Now it's down to 7. You've got to tighten this thing up.
A 9-point run for the Hoosiers. Klesmith, Hepburn, Blackwell, along with Gilmore and Stephen Crowell. Carter Gilmore will inbound to Hepburn. 49-42 Wisconsin with a long way to go. 14:52 in counting. Hepburn throwing to Crowell out front. Hands off to Klesmith. Sends it to Gilmore. Leads it for Hepburn high on the left. Chucky at the top. Sends to Klesmith, who feeds Crowell. Right of the lane, 10 on the shot clock. Sparks defending, the double from Galloway. Turning baseline is Crowell. Feeds Max, flips a three, right side, good. Max Klesman, his fourth three of the game. 52-42 Wisconsin. 14:25 remaining. Max Klesman, 4 out of 5 from the three-point line tonight. Galloway loops it inside. Renew will catch. Back out to Galloway. Tries a three right corner. Short. Rebound. And over the back. Renew going over the back of Gilmore. Good steal by Carter. And Renew is called for his first foul. He coming back in for Chucky Hepburn. 52-42 Wisconsin with 14:12 remaining. And McGee brings it up for the Badgers. Murray rolling to Gilmore. Rotates to Blackwell on the left wing. Goes in to Crow, and Max Klesman was sent to the floor. Foul was called. We get Peyton Sparks with his second.
And Sparks is asking for a flop. No, it's a screen. You got to work around it. Good job there. And that's why you run the, and that's why you run the interior screening action, because you got to get skinny on it. It's tough to do.
McGee baseline left will inbound, throws it in to Stevie, left side, now to Max, another three, got it, and one! Max Klesman continues with the hot hand.
Have you seen a performance like this over the last couple of games? I can't remember a Badger putting together a performance like this.
He came in the 2.5 games prior to tip tonight. Klesman was 9 of 13 from 3 and 18 of 25 overall from the floor. And that's cold compared to what he's doing right now.
Well, yeah, last five halves, he's had 52 points. You had this to it, and I can't remember it.
Galloway the foul as Klesman converts the four-point play. 56-42, Wisconsin, 13:55 remaining. Ibaka at the left point against John Blackwell, throwing to Sparks. Gets it to Xavier Johnson back in there, loops it into Renew. Right of the lane, out to Johnson to the line, spinning in the lane, goes up in traffic, good. And Xavier Johnson with his first points of the night. 56-44, Wisconsin, with 13.5 minutes remaining. Xavier Johnson now will be trying to check Klesman, who has the ball right now. Max left-hand dribble to the free throw line. Klesman in the lane, puts it up, good, count it, and a foul. Oh, my goodness, Max Klesman, the heater continues. I mean, really?
I can't. Like, I mean, the only thing that stopped him has been foul trouble.
Yeah, I mean, on Tuesday night, for sure.
That's the only thing that is, like, I can't remember a stretch. Maybe Johnny, right? Like, maybe.
Johnny, yeah. I mean, Jordan Taylor had these. We've seen this, but, man, this is something else extended like this. Free throw is good. Xavier Johnson picked up his fourth foul. Malik Renew knocked away by Klesman into the hands of Gilmore. 59-44 Wisconsin with 13:12 remaining. Here comes Max to the line, down the lane, to the rim, up. Yes, sir! He cannot miss. He can do nothing wrong right now. 61-44 Wisconsin, 13 minutes remaining. Xavier Johnson high on the left, off the Renew screen. Johnson finds Renew low on the left, goes up, knocked away, walked with the ball, turnover Indiana. CJ Gunn will check in for Indiana. In for Cups, 12:50 remaining. Nolan Winter ready to come in for the Badgers. Well, Max Klesman with 21 points. 24 against Northwestern last Saturday for his career high as a Badger. His previous stop, he had 27 points a couple of times for Wofford, and now we got a whistle.
They're going to get – he got Max right in the face. They are definitely going to look at this.
I was looking.
He hit him right in the face.
I got screened. Who was he? Who hit him?
Gunn. Gunn guarding him. And absolutely.
I was totally screened on that. Klesman smile and Krabbenhoff. Well, you can guess. I mean,
no.
those two guys
Say
are
it's not
they're
so,
cut,
but
they're
this
cut
is...
much the same way. So a monitor review here.
I mean, this, and it was, too, as soon as it happened. Now I was on the other side, so I don't know how bad it was, but But, I mean, it was, there was definitely contact there, Matt.
The arm monitor has been out here tonight, and they looks like they're going to elect not to show
to
it.
To show
here
it on
top,
the board. Correct.
12:42 left of the game, 61-44 Wisconsin.
There it is. Yeah, he hits it right to the elbow.
Oh, yeah. That ought to wrap it up tonight, I think, for C.J. Gunn. Yeah, he just popped him.
Yeah, I mean, he's gone.
Way off the ball.
Even Indiana's assistants are looking at this thing thinking, see ya. And, I mean, he throws his elbow right in his face.
Wow, yeah, they're showing it again. Max just taking one right to the left side of the face. And they're showing this multiple times here on the video board. I mean, if ever there was a...
obvious?
Yeah, that's about as obvious gets. C.J. Gunn, sophomore out of Indianapolis. Averaging not quite 3 points a game as Brian Dorsey going over to the TV folks at FS1. We'll try to eavesdrop. I think
flagrant two.
That will wrap it up for CJ Gunn.
Man, does not surprise me. As soon as we saw that, man, it was very obvious.
Yeah, that was about as clear gets. So clearly, Max Klesman is in their heads. And that'll wrap it up for C.J. Gunn, who will make the walk into the Indiana locker room. Flagrant two is the automatic ejection.
And again, we talked about it. Normally, there's some debate if it should be a one or a two. There is no debate. There was zero debate.
Well, Max Klesman has scored the last 12 points here for Wisconsin. And he is so into their head right now. Max Klesman will be at the free throw line shooting two. First is on the way, and it's good.
Talk about being in the zone. Normally it lasts for a game, a half.
Yeah, you hit them both.
This is
when Klesman started to really go off here. It was 49-42 Wisconsin.
They cut it to seven. Yeah. Exactly. Yes,
it's now 63-44 the Badgers. Max hits the free throws. Badgers have the ball. Inbounds pass to McGee, and he got popped by Trey Galloway. Just, you know, trying to get to the inbounds pass. Nothing malicious there, but McGee took the hit. That's four on Galloway. Now, both sides have got to be, if you're Wisconsin, you want to continue to be aggressive, but you don't want to get too crazy. These teams will meet again in Bloomington on February 27th.
And as you saw with the Kansas-Indiana game, different place.
Yes.
Right? Different atmosphere.
Inbounds pass to McGee. And he'll take the dribble to the right side, throwing to Nolan Winter. Feeds Klesman high on the left. Here's Max to the line right. Lane line runs it out to McGee. Kamari curls off the wing in the lane. Fades, flips, hits. McGee with four. And now the lead is 21. 65-44 Wisconsin. 12:22 remaining. Sparks left the lane, finds a back cutting Cups, hangs in the air, pass picked off by Gilmore, loops it ahead to Blackwell. Badgers on the run. Blackwell to the front court, slows it down. Max steps into a three, nope, he'll throw it to Gilmore, way up good. My goodness.
All you can do is laugh. All you can do is laugh and say, my oh my.
This is one of the all-time heaters we have ever seen. And a timeout on the floor with 12 minutes remaining. The Max Klesman-led Wisconsin Badgers 67, Indiana 44. Back in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
at Shields. We know the basketball season is a full court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
Do you trust your insurance agent? Do you trust your insurance company? Well, you'd better, because all they've really sold you is a promise. A promise to be there when things go bad, to step up and put everything back the way it was. So, if you don't trust your insurance company, maybe it's time to find one you do trust. West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. And at U.S. Bank, you know, we know when you invest in a community, the community invests in you. We are committed to providing high quality, innovative products and services that meet the needs and demands of our customers. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. And fans, visit any Wisconsin Steinhoffel store the weekend of January 25th through the 27th for Badgers Sale Weekend. You'll get a $100 gift card to the University Bookstore when you spend $2,999 or more. Relax. It's Steinhoffel's. Max Klesmet with 23 points. We have 12 minutes to play. 67-44. Wisconsin leads Indiana. Buccio's 23 points. He had a run of 14 straight.
Yeah, he's got 20 in the second half. Indiana, 18.
Yeah, how about that?
Max Klesmet has outscored Indiana in the second half. True. 20-18.
And he's actually going to take a little break. Connor Esigen come out of the huddle along with McGee, Blackwell, Winter, and Gilmore.
Everybody clap your hands.
I mean, that was something else to show that Max Klesmet put on 14 points and then assisted on a Gilmore bucket. Inbounds pass, Xavier Johnson back in there playing with four fouls. McGee defends, sparks the screen. Now Johnson left of the lane, throws it up, missed it, but he was fouled by Kamari McGee. And Xavier Johnson will go to the free throw line.
I got a little bit of a gut feeling that that whistle might be blown just a little bit more.
Yeah, I think so. Yep, kind of on edge. First free throw for Johnson is good. 79% free throw shooter. Last year, that season for him cut short mid-December. Foot injury in a game against Kansas. Both free throws are good. 67-46 Wisconsin. Indiana showing a little three-quarters look right now as McGee gets it across the line. And the Badgers go into the offense. McGee directing traffic, moving to his right, throwing to Nolan Winter. One dribble, a handoff to Blackwell, high on the left. Blackwell out between the circles. Shot clock is at 8. Gilmore throwing to McGee. Now to Blackwell up top. John right elbow. Pops it. Missed it short. Rebound Peyton Sparks of Indiana. And here comes Johnson. Lead feed Galloway off the right wing. Hangs in the air. Loops it out to Malik Radu. Pass fake left. Moves in the lane. Throws to Galloway. Knocked away by McGee and out of bounds to Indiana.
Murray's so good at that. Flies at the shooter thinking he's going to fly at them. But he's more than anything flying at passing lanes.
11-16 to play, 67-46 Wisconsin. Inbounds pass, Mackenzie Mbako. He'll leave it for Xavier Johnson at the top of the arc. Feeds Mbako high on the right. Goes in to Renu, right of the lane. Faces up on Gilmore. Renu flipped it up and in. Renu with 14. You can see his
the big jump he made, and he wasn't bad last year. He has made a sizable jump in his game this season. 67-48 Wisconsin. 10:50 remaining. Blackwell throwing to Winter. Now McGee gives to Gilmore. Bounce pass Blackwell against Galloway. Blackwell baseline right. Underneath. In traffic. Throws it up. Knocked away. Ball loose. Indiana comes up with it. Now Johnson. Long pass Malik Renew. Gets it to Galloway. Hangs in the air. Inside feed. Sparks catches. Out to Ibaka. Tries a three left side. Off the right side. Iron no good. McGee will clear for the Badgers. 10:20 remaining. 67-48 Wisconsin. McGee throwing to Nolan Winter. He'll hand off to Connor Resegian. Left-hand toss, Gilmore. Gives to Blackwell. Throws it to Winter at the top. Nolan with a handoff to McGee. Beats Gilmore. Now Blackwell. Baseline left, and he got fouled by Mbako. That's team foul number 7 on Indiana. The first on Mackenzie Mbako. Badgers will be subbing three here, and a fourth is waiting. We've got Wall and Crowell back in the game, Hepburn as well. McGee, Gilmore, and Winter will come out. John Blackwell with 7 points, and they came fairly early in this game, but they were needed. Front end is good for Blackwell. When the Badgers were going through a very choppy start, Blackwell came in here and stabilized things. 20-point lead for Wisconsin, 10:06 remaining. Second free throw for Blackwell. Straight through. Now Storr will come in for Blackwell. The Badgers are 17 of 18 at the free throw line tonight. They're 56% from the field. 69.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's not bad.
That's pretty good.
69-48, Wisconsin. 9:55 remaining. Galloway on the right side against Connor Resegian. Galloway goes in to Malik Renew. Matched up with Wall. Renew backing in the lane. Turns up left hand. Not this time. Tipped up and in by Galloway. 69-50 Wisconsin with 9:35 to play. Tyler Wall on the dribble. Hands off to Hepburn. Gets it to Crowell. Leaves it for Resegian. Throws to Wall. Scoops to Hepburn high on the right. Chucky. Left lane line, threw it away, trying to kick it out to a siege in the left wing. It goes out of bounds. So Indiana ball with 9:23 left in the game. And Max Klesmet ready to check back in for Wisconsin at the next whistle. Sparks left of the circle. He'll hand off to Xavier Johnson in the lane. Knocked away Hepburn, but he fouled him in the process.
And he did, I mean,
yep.
No question there.
Lesman coming back in for Wisconsin, replacing Connor Resegian. 15 foul against Wisconsin. Indiana has 7. Badgers up 19 with 9:12 to play. Galloway inbounds to Johnson. Hands it back to Galloway. High screen Sparks. Galloway taps it inside. Caught by Renew. Goes up and a whistle up. It counted. It's an and one.
Yeah, yes, I think it's on Max. Actually, yep. Tyler Wall, it looks like. I thought it was on Max, but I think they're going to get Tyler on this ball.
It is on Wall. And that's his fourth. So Marcus Ilver will be coming in for Wisconsin to replace Wall. Marcus gave Wisconsin a very productive, it was only 5 minutes in the first half, but he had a block,
rebounds,
a block, an assist, the 5 rebounds, and then hit a three. Their guard saying he's trying to find ways to get him on the floor. He's been really encouraged with what he's seen from Silver. The free throw is good for Renew. And now Caleb Banks, 6'8 sophomore, will be coming in. And is in for Sparks. 9:06 to play, 69-53 Wisconsin. As up the floor comes Hepburn for the Badgers out there with Klesmet, Storr, Ilver, and Crowell. Hepburn left side offensive end. Chucky against Trey Galloway between the arcs. A throw to Storr high on the right. AJ thought about it, turned it down, bounces to Crowell. Crowell starts to back. Right of the lane against Renew. Still backing, and he walked to the ball. Yeah, he did.
Like he wanted to turn with the right shoulder and then just started to shuffle.
And you've seen the lead in the last couple possessions. There's been some turnovers from Wisconsin, a little bit of sloppy. That's the only problem when you get such a big lead with about 16 minutes left is you still have to stay disciplined.
Seven turnovers tonight for Wisconsin, 10 for Indiana. Galloway high on the right, throws to Renew. Throws it up with a right hand and connects. So it's 69-55 Wisconsin. Indiana trying to creep back in with 8:25 remaining. Time for Klusman to get hot again. Here's Ilver between the circles, throwing to score. Here's AJ, feeds Max high on the left, goes into Crowell, left of the lane. Renew defending. Crowell looking, finds Store, low on the right, flies to the rim and lays it in. Pretty. Oh, Hepburn gets, oh, he's called for the foul, trying to tie up Xavier Johnson. They got tangled up. They're going to get Chucky for the foul. That'll be his second.
But that last play was so good. Max Klusman comes over, sets a screen for AJ, a little cross action, and Indiana didn't know how to guard that.
No, they didn't.
They haven't known how to guard it all night.
No, they haven't.
They've struggled with that communication on the defensive end. That's where it's coming. Wisconsin's done a good job of creating communication opportunities where they force the defense to communicate.
One and one for your Johnson. Both teams with 7 fouls now. The front end is good. 71-56, Wisconsin with 8:07 to play. Hepburn with 2 fouls. Second free throw for Johnson on the way, and that is short, and the rebound cleared by Stephen Crowell. Here comes Hepburn with the Badgers up by 15 here in Madison. Chucky on the left wing. Going to go to work on Malik Renew. Takes it back outside the arc. Needs some help, loops it into Crowell left of the lane. Banks defending, out to Chucky for three, left side, good. Second three of the night for Chucky Hepburn, 74-56 Wisconsin. And the Badgers knocking down the threes tonight, 9 of 18, including 5 of 7 in the second half. Mbako right of the circle. Now Xavier Johnson, oh, Hepburn trying to knock it away, but he made some contact on Xavier Johnson. Foul called on Chucky, that will be his third as we have the under eights. Media timeout. Wisconsin basketball brought to you in part by UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers, and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. And Citgo top tier tri clean gasoline helps your engine run smoother and cleaner along the way. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. 7:30 remaining, Wisconsin 74, Indiana 56. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We build a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
Looking for lab-grown diamonds? Robert Hack Diamonds sells them at crazy prices. How about 2-carat total weight diamond studs for $999? Robert Hack Diamonds can get any size, shape, or clarity in natural or lab-grown diamonds. Don't buy until you call Robert Hack Diamonds. $999 for a pair of 2-carat diamond studs? Wow! Robert Hack Diamonds in both Greenfield and Brookfield.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. If you love walnuts, they've never tasted better than those baked in O&H Danish Bakery's Maple Walnut Kringle. O&H's blend of pure grade A Canadian maple syrup, cinnamon, and golden California walnuts is a fabulous filling. It's glazed and topped with toasted walnut pieces and drizzled with O&H's sweet icing. So be sure to pick one up this week. Enjoy oven fresh, scratch made Danish delights from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10, on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Thank all public school educators for their dedication to our communities. WEA member benefits, enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin public school employees. 7 minutes, 30 seconds remaining. Wisconsin 74, Indiana 56.
We talked about early on to start the game. How is this team going to respond to a loss? Well, we've got our answer. I know there's still 7:30 left in this game, but even when Indiana made runs, there was responses. Now, I don't know if the whole team responded or just Max Klisman responded. However, they did respond.
Well, Greg will still not be thrilled with some things defensively. On our stat screen, we got Indiana at 1.1 per possession. The Badgers are almost 1.4. So always things to clean up, right?
Well, and we talked about it at the start of the second half, Matt, right? Like they give up a wide open look to renew. Then all of a sudden they give up a transition three, and then the ball screen action they don't cover. So, like, there's stretches there where you still have to be sharp. And as a player, like, these games are tough to always be mentally sharp to because the league goes and now, like, see another offensive rebound that they give up.
Yeah, first free throw good. Second one missed from Xavier Johnson. A scramble for the ball. And it goes, a foul is called on Ibaka as he and McGee were going after Kamari, grimacing a bit, but he's... Looks like he's going to stay in there for Wisconsin. At least I think he is not comfortable right now as he gets ready to go to the free throw line.
Oh, he's going to the free throw line. He's staying in. You do not take yourself out with a chance to get a couple of points.
He absolutely will not do that. He's 2 of 2 at the line, 4 points in the game. But the front end is too long, no good. And renew the rebound. Here comes Indiana. And Xavier Johnson against McGee. Johnson turns the corner down the lane. Layup is good. Again, McGee not quite right. Xavier Johnson sensed that and was able to go to work on him. And now play is stopped as McGee. That's McGee. He's over by the area red student section right now. He was really just trying to cut through this, but he is in some pain now. And that right leg, he's putting next to no weight on the foot now. Brent Newhart, the athletic trainer, out there to check out Kamari. Man. And he's going to take Kamari back in the locker room area. 7:13 to play. 74-59, Wisconsin. Hepburn is back in for the Badgers.
He was already hurting before that play, and then I didn't see what happened with the stanchion got in my way there.
Peyton Sparks in the lineup for Indiana. Everybody gets organized. Now we play on. 15-point lead for Wisconsin, 7:08 remaining. Hepburn to the front court. Chucky against Trey Galloway. Goes into Crowell, left of the lane. Sparks defending. Crowell turns, low on the left. Finds a cutting Klesman down the lane. Goes up, got fouled by Malik Renew. And Max Klesman will go to the line for a pair.
Say it all the time. When you cut to the front of the rim, good things happen. That's exactly what this Wisconsin team does. What I'm so impressed with, and again, even during that Penn State game, man, I thought there was times where, like, okay, they'll find a way to win. Did play great basketball. But they keep coming at you. I don't know where you try to stop this team. I don't know who you try to take away from this team, because there's the next guy that understands his role and where they can score the basketball.
Lesman missing the first free throw, a rare miss for Max. The second one is good. 75-59 Wisconsin, 6:50 remaining. Lesman 7-9 for the field, 5 of 6 from three, and now 4 of 5. At the foul line. Galloway high on the right. Goes into Renew against Wall. Renew turns a dig from Klesman, and they're going to get Max for the foul.
And he dug down. It's going to be he's got to dig up. When you go in there and you come into the post, your palm should be facing the ceiling. Max comes in, palm is facing the ground. You come in like that, you're going to, even if you get the ball.
Yeah, but he got him on the arm. I mean,
you know, but even if Max gets that ball, they're going to blow it every time. You come palm up, now all of a sudden, most of the time the officials don't call that.
Renew at the line for a 1-1, and he will earn the bonus. And Peyton Sparks
lost his shoe again.
I'm telling you, you got to tie his shoe.
Yeah, they got to worry. One
same
time,
guy.
Okay. Same guy, same shoe. Got to get that fixed.
I'm just tying. So you got to give it a little extra tug. Give it the bunny ears. Then give it another tug. Then give it another bunny ear.
Second free throw for Malik Renew is good.
You're not a believer in the bunny ears?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, I think it's the best way.
All about
it. There's
that.
A lot of approaches.
75-61.
A bunny ear guy.
Yeah, I got you. 75-61, Wisconsin. Something I learned about you tonight. Probably more than I needed to, but now I've been educated. Here's Crow on the left side, out to Chucky. On the left wing, a toss out the wall. Tyler gives to A.J. Store. He'll try a three, and that's a round and out, no good. Wall, the rebound, and the putback low on the left. A little bit of a bailout right there.
Yeah, yep.
77-61, Wisconsin, 6:10 remaining. Xavier Johnson with the free throw line. Slipped it into Renew against Hepburn. Low on the left, and that's easy money for Malik Renew. He is 23 tonight for the Hoosiers. 77-63, Wisconsin, 5:58 remaining. Hepburn angles left side of the front court for Wisconsin. Getting a screen from Crowell, a throw to Wall up top. Now to Klusman against Trey Galloway. Klusman on the dribble to the right wing, picked up by Renew. 8 on the shot clock. Klusman throws to Crow at the right elbow. Inside feed for Wall, broken up. Galloway taking away Sparks. Here comes Indiana off the turnover. Down by 14. Xavier Johnson throwing to Galloway high on the right. Sends to Mbako on the right wing. Mbako backing on Store. Back, he turns. Baseline right, short jump. Good. And Indiana is within 12. 77-65, Wisconsin, with 5:15 to play. Badgers led by as many as 23 here in the second half. Klusman against Galloway. Max across the midstripe on the right side. Going to Store high on the right. A.J. top of the circle. Now it's Crow. Hands off to Klusman. Bounce pass to Crow. 10 to shoot. Crow left of the lane. Sparks defending. Backing is Crow. Left shoulder turn. Up right hand. Caught the front rim and went through.
You might as well give that bucket to Max Klusman as well, because yep, he was the passer. They could help off of him and gave Steve a whole bunch of space.
79-65, Wisconsin. 4:40 remaining. Sparks at the top. Hands off to Mbako. Right of the lane. Mbako knocked away. Ball is loose. Klusman to the floor. Mbako digs it out. Throws it up. Got it. It counts, and a foul. Oh, they're pointing to Klusman, it looks like now.
It is, because he's underneath them, Matt, and that's why, because he came over him. It's the right call. It just stinks, right?
Like, yeah.
I mean, he's on the floor. It heads where it happens.
79-67. Wisconsin. Foul on Klusman is his second.
And it's the right, I mean, it just.
Bako with 13 points in the game. Free throw on the way. It's good. An 11-point game. 79-68, Wisconsin. 4:29 remaining. Indiana trying to fight its way back in and give itself a chance down the stretch. Hepburn outside right, throwing a Wall, rotates to Store, high on the left. He'll bounce it to Crow, left of the lane. Crow against Peyton Sparks. Crow starting to back, mid post left, turns baseline. Kills the dribble, goes up right hand, missed it, but he was fouled by Sparks. And Crow goes to the line for two.
We haven't seen a lot of post entries.
No, we haven't.
Right, like, it's been the Max Klusman game as far as taking this game over. But finally, closing time, what do they do? Get back to what, you know, how they've been able to pay the bills all year long. Get the ball in the post. Make the right play.
Steven Crow hits the first free throw. Crow is creeping close to triple-double territory here. He has 11 points, 6 rebounds, 7 assists in the game. Second free throw is good. So make it 81-68, Wisconsin, with 4:04 remaining. The Badgers breaking 80 by breaking 70. That's 12 straight times they've done that now. And Bako at the top of the circle. Bako bounces to Malik Renew. In the lane, goes up, left hand, off the back rim, no good. Rebound tip from Crow to Wall. Renew
having himself a good night with 25 points, but was denied a chance to make it 27. That burn to the front court. He'll throw the wall, feeds Storr on the left wing. Storr drives baseline to the rim, hanging, goes up, got fouled. And A.J. Storr will go to the free throw line when play continues. Again, that explosiveness from A.J. And he'll go to the line and we continue. Hustle is what it takes to dominate, and it's exactly what Built Ford Tough Trucks were made to do. Check out the F-150 or the Super Duty at your Wisconsin Ford dealer today. 3 minutes, 31 seconds remaining. Wisconsin 81, Indiana 68. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Get big savings at Menards. Start 2024 refreshed by exploring Pittsburgh Paint's color trends of the year in-store or on Menards.com today. Save time on your painting projects with Pittsburgh's Grand Distinction. It's a premium paint and primer in one with high hiding coverage and long-lasting color. Get a gallon starting at $29.87 after $10 mail-in rebate now at Menards. Good through January 21st, savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Time to pick tonight's Old Dominion best in the game. And once again, Max Klesman putting on a show. 24 points, including 14 straight in one stretch as Indiana got as close as 7. And then the Badgers led by as many as 23. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. 81-68 Wisconsin now with 3:31 to go.
Are you sure you wanted to go with Max there? I mean,
I thought about it. We had a long debate.
And we did. I didn't know. Yeah. Let's go back and forth. Yeah. How about this second half stat line for him? 21 points, 6 of 8, 4 of 5 from 3, 5 of 6 from the free throw line. Just ridiculous.
How about the shot making for both teams in the second half? Indiana's 14 of 20. And has not cut into the deficit that was 13 at the half. Wisconsin's 14 to 21.
No, and you talked about it. There's still some things that need to be cleaned up on that defensive end.
A.J. Storr at the line to shoot two, and he connects on the first. The Badgers continue to be really good at the foul line. Indiana's been good as well, 17 of 21, much above their average. The Badgers 21 to 24, mega 22 out of 25 as Storr hit them both. 83-68 Wisconsin with 3.5 minutes to play. Trey Galloway against John Blackwell. Galloway out high. He's into Malik Renu. Again, lefty flip. Good off the glass. They cannot stop this guy. He has 25.
No, and he keeps getting to that left hand jump hook. But he's been really patient down there, too.
Blackwell to the front court. Yeah, he has. He's just very much in control. 83-70 Wisconsin. Hepburn going to Tyler Wall at the top. Goes to Storr high on the left. A.J. baseline left, glides to the goal, throws one up, and he got fouled. And A.J. in full-out attack mode there. He was fouled by Peyton Sparks, and Storr to the line for two more.
And that's what makes him so special. But up by 13 with 2:53 left. Special can wait till the next one.
Hold your breath.
Couple of those tumbles, right? Like as you're sitting there. Now, Coach Gord isn't thinking that, but I'm thinking, January 23rd is right around the corner at Minnesota, a road game. Like, I think it'd be nice if you're healthy for that one.
Yep. Sparks fouls out, by the way, finishes with 7 points. Caleb Banks is in there now for Indiana. First free throw for Storr is good. 84-70 Wisconsin
with 2:53 remaining. It's a new day, Wisconsin basketball fans. Defense needs work. The offense, one of the most efficient in the country.
I think isn't that the fun part, knowing that there's still room to improve?
Yeah, no doubt. Both free throws good for Storr. Badgers back out in front by 15. Johnson throwing to Banks right side. Probes the baseline. Now retreats. Banks on the right wing. Gets it to Renew, and why wouldn't you? Renew moving in on Crowd, darts it out to Xavier Johnson. Shot fake, drives into Renew. Low on the left, shot up way too hard, no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds. It'll belong to Wisconsin with 2 minutes and 28 seconds to play.
And with a 15-point lead on the offensive end right now, your main goal is to run good offense.
Amari McGee coming back to the bench area. That's the good news. The bad news is he's in a boot. But I would also say that, like, when in doubt, you put guys in a boot. So hopefully for Kamari, it's nothing that will linger.
I've had a lot of boots.
Yeah, you have.
Arm sleeves, sling. Yeah, I mean, we could go on.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a bad luck. Here's Chucky Hepburn outside right. How's that for putting it mildly?
Yeah, no, yeah. Can't disagree.
Hepburn out between the arcs, now drives right of the lane. Shot clock at 7. Working against Galloway, finds a cutting Storr down the lane. Got fouled again, and A.J. Storr, who's 7 of 8 at the free throw line, will get two more attempts. Get in Baco. That'll be his fourth. 2:03 remaining, 85-70, Wisconsin leading Indiana.
I mean, 24 of 27 for the free throw line with 2 left here. Just in general, Matt, offensively, I don't really feel like they were ever rushed.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like they started. I take that back. The first 2 minutes when they had those 3 fouls or 3 turnovers. But other than that, like it just has come to them. Defensively, we talked about some improvements that will need to happen. You don't want those, you know, to pop up like it did against Penn State. So there's corrections needed there.
Mm-hmm. First free throw good. Second free throw missed for Storr. Isaac Lindsay in the lineup now for Hepburn. Renew tries a 3, and he hits that. Malik Renew makes it 86-73. Wisconsin, the press is on. Blackwell being hounded. They're going to get Blackwell for an offensive foul with a minute 45 remaining. More teaching points for the Badgers head coach. Blackwell with his third. Player control, non-shooting. 1:45 to play, 86-73, Wisconsin. Mbako, baseline right, will throw it in. Into Renew, hands it to Mbako. Mid-range jumper right side, off the rim, no good. Rebound, Ilver tipped, ball is loose. Xavier Johnson comes up with it. Got around Ilver, Johnson runs it back out to Renew. Rotates Mbako for 3, right corner is good. For Mackenzie Mbako, it's 86-76 Wisconsin. 1:25 to play. Storr double team backcourt, throwing to Marcus Ilver. The Badgers will get a timeout here as Indiana's press bothering Wisconsin with a minute 22 to play. 10-point lead for the Badgers.
We might have just seen a Green Bay Packer-Dallas Cowboys situation there.
Yeah.
Put in the quarterback. You know what?
Yep.
Jordan Love, come on back. Come on back. And
yep.
I think we're seeing some substitutions right now as we're going to put some of the starters back in.
Yeah, Klusman and Hepburn for sure.
Carter Gilmore coming back in.
Yep. 1:22 remaining, 86-76, Wisconsin.
Don't worry. Packers still found a way to win that game.
They did.
So
they did.
You're up by 10 still with a minute 22. Chucky's back in the game. Max Klusman's back in the game. Handle the press, break the press.
Restore some order. A wise time out there. That 10-second clock was
absolutely
ticking.
No, absolutely.
So now that squared away. Carter Gilmore will throw it in. Badgers still in their backcourt. Caleb Banks in the face of Gilly. And gets it into Max Klusman. Bounces to Hepburn against Xavier Johnson. Banks coming in with a double. A throw to Klusman. Looped it across half court for Carter Gilmore. Left sideline, back out to Max.
Chased by Galloway. Klesman throwing to Hepburn. Shot clock is at 10. Chucky near half court, right of the center circle. 8 to shoot. Klesman high on the left. Shot clock at 5. Here comes Max. Little crossover to the line. Steps back, fades, flips, hits again. Max Klesman with 26 points tonight. His biggest night as a Badger. 88-76 Wisconsin, and Bacco for 3 off the rim, no good. Blackwell the rebound with 25 seconds remaining. 88-76 Wisconsin. Down to 40 seconds, beg your pardon, left in the game. They come to their feet here at the Kohl Center in Madison as the high-scoring Wisconsin Badgers about to improve to 6-1 in league play. Klesman with the shot clock at 6. Klesman against Galloway. Long three straight on. Blocked by Galloway. Comes down to Kraft. Feeds Blackwell for 3. Right corner. And he hit it.
It's a good way to end it right there.
91-76 Wisconsin. 12 seconds remaining. With the ball is Xavier Johnson. Now Galloway for 3. Right side. He hits it. Down to 6.5 seconds to play. Inbounds pass to Hepburn. He'll hold it. The game is over. The Badgers will win for the 14th time this season, and they're now 6-1 in Big Ten play. It's over at the Kohl Center. Max Klesman with 26 points in helping the Badgers defeat Indiana 91-79.
Just we talked about it when it was happening, Matt. I don't know. I can't recall the performance over this stretch of when a guy's taken over. It's really been fun to watch from Max Klesman.
It's been an amazing stretch of games that he has been on. What limited him Tuesday was foul trouble.
Yeah.
Played but 15 minutes, scored 10 points in that game. Last Saturday against Northwestern, a Badger high of 24. And he tops that tonight with 26. At Wofford, he had a couple of games where he dropped 27, the last one being against the Citadel. And this guy is on some kind of run right now.
When you look at over the last 7 halves, 78 points.
That's pretty good.
I mean, that's really good at what he's done.
That's above average, would you say?
I would say that's above average, yes.
So the Badgers keep their grip on first place in the Big Ten. Final score tonight, Wisconsin 91, Indiana 79. We're back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Looking for lab-grown diamonds? Robert Hack Diamonds sells them at crazy prices. How about 2-carat total weight diamond studs for $999? Robert Hack Diamonds can get any size, shape, or clarity in natural or lab-grown diamonds. Don't buy until you call Robert Hack Diamonds. $999 for a pair of 2-carat diamond studs? Wow! Robert Hack Diamonds in both Greenfield and Brookfield.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. If you love walnuts, they've never tasted better than those baked in O&H Danish Bakery's Maple Walnut Kringle. O&H's blend of pure grade A Canadian maple syrup, cinnamon, and golden California walnuts is a fabulous filling. It's glazed and topped with toasted walnut pieces and drizzled with O&H's sweet icing. So be sure to pick one up this week. Enjoy oven fresh, scratch made Danish delights from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10, on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Partners.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by your Wisconsin Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com. Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Visit uwsportsmedicine.org. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
The Wisconsin Badgers continue to be a very high-scoring operation this season. 91, they hang on Indiana tonight, shooting nearly 60% from the field. 91-79, the Badgers take down Indiana. Max Klesmet with 26 points. One of four Badgers in double figures. A.J. Storr with 15. 12 for John Blackwell. Steven Crowell was inching toward a triple-double. He had 12 points, 8 rebounds, and 8 assists in this game. Tyler Wall with 8, 6 for Chucky Hepburn. Also had 3 steals on the night. 4 apiece for Kamari McGee, Carter Gilmore, and Connor Assijan. Malik Renew was Indiana's star. 28 points and 8 rebounds. Mackenzie Mbako, he added 17. Trey Galloway with 10. Peyton Sparks and Gabe Cups each with 7. Xavier Johnson with 8 points and 2 for Anthony Walker as the Badgers win it by 12.
Well, you talk about the numbers, and that, to me, that's the thing. I mean, this offense and what they're doing. I mean, they're shooting 47% from three. That was a question mark as far as kind of heading into it. They were 111th in the country shooting 35%. If they had that layer,
mm-hmm.
I mean, but I don't know where you try to stop them.
Yeah, no, offensively.
Now, defensively. Yeah. Now, if we want to be honest, defensively, too many lapses for me personally. I think Coach Gard's going to say the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's how do you balance it? How do you get the attention? Because you talked about this team scoring 91 again. I mean, these are some big numbers they're putting up, but all it's going to take is a couple of nights where you miss some shots. How do you win those games? And that's the standard that we've set here at Wisconsin. You still have to guard.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough to be critical, and I'm not trying to be critical right now, but it is, there was lapses that you looked at and said, okay, that's got to be cleaned up if you're going to want to win a Big Ten championship.
Yeah, they know it, but yeah. Fans for a long time have been clamoring for points. Well, you're getting them.
Oh, absolutely.
With this team
absolutely.
Right now. I mean, it's just been some remarkable stuff on the offensive end. 91-79, the Badgers defeat Indiana. More of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame shows coming up, including Butchie's Breakdown. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Monday, you're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving. Starving. But the only thing in the fridge, Friday night's leftovers. Oof. A 3-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells? Better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer, so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
At Shields, we know the basketball season is a full-court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
We continue with our Wisconsin Four Dealers postgame show. Wisconsin 91, Indiana 79, as the Badgers approved a 14-4 overall, now 6-1 in Big Ten play. IU falls to 12-7, four up, four down.